Hello, it's Monday, January the 25th, the last week of January, full week of January, and trust you are well, and glad to hear that many of you over 70 have now had at least the first of the two vaccines, and we'll be making some announcement about what that might mean in terms of worship protocols. My understanding, for what it's worth, is that we still have to wear a mask for a while, even after the vaccine, but we won't go there today. We're in Psalm 119. We're almost at the end, and we will finish it before the end of this week. An acrostic psalm, and we're in the section Resh, which is the R for river, and reed, and rambunctious, that R sound in Hebrew, and it's verses 153 to 160. And it begins, as so many of these sections in Psalm 119 begin, in the midst of trial and difficulty. Look on my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Now, plead my cause. And it's the word that would be used in Hebrew for a lawyer, the work that a lawyer does. He pleads. He pleads a case. He makes a case. And, of course, the one who's pleading the case here is not the psalmist so much as God. This is a prayer that God would plead his case. Just like in the book of Job, Job often asks for God to plead his good cause, his good case. What is interesting, for all the jokes that we tell about lawyers, this work, this legal work of pleading a case, is something that God does. And so there's a sense that don't let this go to your head, but there's a sense in which a lawyer who works righteously has something of a divine-like quality about him. Again, don't let that get to your head. Plead my cause and redeem me. Give me life. And again, the English is struggling to translate a picture in the Hebrew text of a chick in a nest when a mother comes, opens up the beak to receive that worm or whatever nugget is being brought to that chick. And give me life according to your promise. Now, this phrase, give me life, which has this imagery of a chick opening up its mouth to be fed and nourished so that it would grow and have and become strong. That phrase occurs three times in the Resh section of Psalm 119. And this is not, I think, the psalmist simply saying, deliver me from this sickness so that I can live my life again. That may be a part of what he's saying. But I think he's thinking of something much bigger and grander than that. Life in its full sense. Life that makes sense. Life that is whole. Life that is complete. The life that can only be known in Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, the one who gives us eternal life. Life here, life in heaven, life forever in the new heavens and new earth. Well, it's a wonderful little section. The sense of being alive, even though you find yourself in trouble and difficulty and darkness, God, by his Holy Spirit, has brought you into a relationship with Jesus that is something akin to a new life. And that's what the psalmist is asking for. Have a good day.